Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, here it is. It's getting on in the month of May, and school is getting out for a lot of schools. Some schools are done already. Some schools just have a couple of days left. For my family, 2.5 days until Wednesday. Yay, praise be to God. A lot of people are happy to be done with school, right? And now our attention kind of turns to summertime and all the activities of summer, especially for the kids. And one big thing for adults and kids is to think about all the summer movies that are coming out. To be sure, lots of good movies. This year is no different than any other summer. The blockbuster seasonal premieres of those movies are coming out. One of the great movies, I haven't yet seen it, but I heard about it. I was talking to Christopher on the phone this morning about it too. It was the movie The Avengers, right? Have you heard the movie The Avengers? To avenge is someone who inflicts harm, it says, for some wrong that was done. And these are superheroes who are inflicting harm on the bad guys, thankfully, and trying to save the world. It's a big blockbuster movie, maybe the biggest opening in all time. The Avengers. But here we are in God's house today, and we heard about His Word. And we know about Jesus is that He is not a what? Not an avenger. He's a what? He's the ascender. He's the ascender. So we're going to rename the movie. And if the church was a movie, and it's not, the church is not the movies, the church is totally different. But if the church were the movies today, we'd call it what? The Ascenders. The Ascenders, right? And there's another good movie going out right now, I guess. I don't know how big it will be, but maybe you've heard of it too. I think it just opened up last week or so. It's called What to Expect When You're Expecting, right? And this is born off of a very popular book for pregnancy called What to Expect When You're Expecting a Baby. And I think it's a comedy or something, I'm not sure. But if the church were the movies, and it's not, the church are not the movies, right? But if it were, what would we call it? What to Expect When You're Ascending. What to Expect When You're Ascending. And both of those titles this morning, the Ascenders and What to Expect When You're Ascending, have a little implication, don't they? Not just that Jesus Himself ascends, but that we also ascend or will ascend. And that's our confidence in God's Word. And that's what I want to focus on a little bit today from God's Word, how not only Christ ascends, but we too ascend. Is that true? Is that in the Bible? Is that right? Yes, it is. But how is that so? Well, first, let me tell you a little bit about the ascension of Jesus and a little bit what we've heard about in the last few weeks and see how this all ties together, okay? With the ascension comes the knowledge that Jesus' trajectory, God's trajectory, is complete. What do I mean by that? Well, God started up where? In heaven. And He created the earth and so forth. And later in time, He entered His creation. He became a man. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. And he grew up, and He became a man, and He began His ministry. He lived a perfect life for us. He taught perfectly the things of God. And then He died. And then He rose again on the third day. And then He ascended where? Back to heaven. So from heaven down to earth, back to heaven again. The trajectory is complete. You might say, some say, Christmas is complete. It's like the opposite of Christmas, the Ascension Day. Christmas is where God comes down from heaven, is born of a virgin. Ascension Day is when the man, Jesus, the born man, ascends back to where He came and sits at God's right hand. The trajectory of God is complete. And therefore, in thinking about the readings from the last few weeks, like where Jesus says, I am the vine, you are the branches, and how we are always connected to the vine, should be connected to the vine, there also, if the branch goes up, what happens to the... What if the vine goes up, then all the branches also go up, don't they? That's a little hope for our ascension, if you will. And Jesus also says, I am the head, and you are members of My body. We even heard it in the epistle today. St. Paul references Jesus as the head, and we are members of His body. And wherever the head goes, there the body goes as well. I remember when I was growing up, I was learning how to drive. And my dad taught me something, maybe you've heard this before too, but very important, good to know about driving, is that don't just look at the car to know where the car is going. He said, look into the windshield and look at the driver's head. wherever the head is pointing, that's where the car is going to go. So if the driver's not looking at you, he may not see you. You may get in an accident, right? So be careful. It was a good point. Good thing I always remember that. And I think also the same way we can think about the church is, where is the church going? Where is it going? Don't look just look at the body, but look at the head. Where is the head going? Well, the head went up to heaven. And therefore also the body is going up to heaven. I like what Pedro said in the children's message about how if you looked at us and our merits, what would we deserve? Well, if you looked at even the church, even if you looked at us today, what would our merits deserve? I think the body's probably going to hell just like the rest of the world. We don't do things as we should. We don't always love God as we ought. We don't love our neighbors perfectly as ourselves. If you looked at the body according to God's standard, even one little sin can separate us from God eternally. Therefore, the body, which also sins, could be going to hell, be separated from God eternally. But, thanks be to God, where did the head go? Where's the head of the body? The head ascended up into heaven. And through the head's righteousness, because that sacred head was wounded for us, we, the body of Christ, also go where? To heaven. We ascend to the heavenly places, from the earth to heaven, to be with God eternally. Thanks be to God. We're going to sing a hymn in just a few minutes called "On Christ's Ascension I Now Build." And the hymn goes on Christ's ascension I now build, the hope of my ascension. That's what you're going to sing. The hope of my ascension. And it goes on to say how this kind of hope stills all doubt and apprehension. But think about what you're saying. On Christ's ascension I now build, the hope of my ascension. We too, the body of Christ, are going to ascend to be with God. We too will, we not only rose, but we also ascend to be with Christ. We have already by faith, and in time after the resurrection of our bodies, we also will ascend to be with Christ. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, you may have heard lots of people in the church, especially on the radio, they talk a lot about the rapture, don't they? Remember the rapture? What's the rapture? That's where there's people being caught up, that's the word rapture, being caught up in the clouds. Caught up in the clouds. And the rapture isn't so much about the fear of those who aren't going to be in heaven. It's the confidence that the church, that those who die in Christ, will be with the head. Will be ascended in the cloud, just like Jesus went up, and he will meet us in the clouds. So don't worry if you're afraid of gravity or if you're afraid of flying. Don't worry, because this is the most assured, safe kind of ascension that there is, because you're with the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Don't fear. But where Christ is, where the head is, there also goes the body. And our bodies will ascend to be with Christ. On Christ's ascension, I now build the hope of my ascension. Now, what does this all mean for us? So what? So we ascend. Well, it means that we should have, as the disciples had, when they saw the head go up into heaven, as Pedro said in his children's message too very well, that we have joy. We should have great joy. As they saw him go up into heaven, the man, Jesus, who taught among us and taught among them, he rose from the dead, praise be to God, and now, 40 days after Easter, this past Thursday, he rose up into heaven, up into the clouds, he ascended up on high to sit at God's right hand, the most awesome, greatest place to be, at God's right hand, to be right there with the Maker, the Creator of heaven and earth. What joy that is. To know that's our head. Our head is going up to be with God. He is God. He's going to be with God the Father. Praise be to God. What joy that should bring to us. And our joy should be complete. And we should have joy as we go about our descended service here on earth, knowing that one day we will ascend. We do by faith now, and later we will with our bodies, but now we should have joy in our service, knowing that whatever we do in the name of the Lord, we do for a heavenly purpose. We have a heavenly calling, which St. Paul talks about, the upward calling of our faith. Whatever we do for the Lord, we have a heavenly purpose and a heavenly destiny, and that nothing in the whole creation can separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, our ascended Lord. We serve God with a heavenly purpose even now. Therefore, rejoice. Be full of joy. Even through trials and hardships, which St. Paul learned to rejoice in those too. You remember reading his epistles? I rejoice in all my sufferings. I rejoice in all my trials because I know it's for your good. And when we suffer, remember that it's just a temporary thing. Christ our Lord also suffered. And where did he end up? In heaven. So also we are called now to serve our neighbor here below. To suffer, sure, at times. It's going to be because God's ways, the kingdom of the earth, is not like God's kingdom of the heavenly places. And where we go, that's where there's no more crying and no more tears, no more pain, no more hardships. But God calls us here and now to serve him with a heavenly purpose, a heavenly goal. Therefore, serve and suffer patiently and suffer with joy. St. Paul could rejoice in all of his sufferings because he knew where he was going. He says, it's all rubbish compared to the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. Our head went before us, and therefore the body follows. May we have great joy. Finally, in Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 4, I always remember this verse. I think it's a great verse to remember, memorize as a Christian perhaps. Since Christ has already ascended up into heaven, it says, put your mind on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God, not on earthly things. For it says, you've died. And your life is now hidden in Christ. And when Christ, who is your life, appears, then you too will appear with him in glory. Praise be to God. Put your mind on things above. That's what we do on Ascension Day. Put our minds on things above, not on things on earth. For you've died, and your life is hidden with Christ. And Christ rose from the dead, and Christ ascended up into heaven. And you are ever in and with Christ. Praise be to God. So remember, you are not an avenger, but you are an ascender. And may you ever be pregnant with the expectation that you will arise from the dead and you will ascend into the heavenly places where Christ is ever seated at God's right hand. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the ascended one, Christ Jesus. Amen. Now let us rise and sing on Christ's ascension. I now build the hope of my ascension.